Welcome to Manufacturing Talk Radio, your source for breaking news, business trends, and economic forecasts here and abroad that impact one-third of America's economy. And now your hosts, Lou Weiss and Tim Grady.
I'm Tim Grady, and thank you for joining us for this episode of Manufacturing Talk Radio, sponsored by All Metals and Ford Group, a manufacturer of seamless rolled rings and open die forgings. And today we're going to be speaking with Roger Sands, who's the CEO and co-founder of YBOT, about wireless dependability. And Lou, you had a conversation with Roger, so you're ahead of the curve on me on this one.
Roger and I had a great conversation, and it's certainly an important one for manufacturers to recognize their need to make sure that they've got good Wi-Fi conductivity and how it can affect or not affect their businesses. So, Roger, thanks for joining us today, and why don't you give yourself a little intro as to what you're doing with the company.
Oh, absolutely, Lou and Tim. Appreciate being on the call and connecting with your user base. I'm Roger Sands, as you heard, co-founder and CEO of YBOT. I've been in the networking sector within the enterprise for the last 25 years, and I've been running business units for large companies and small companies for the last 20 years. Prior to YBOT, I was an executive at HP running their worldwide Wi-Fi business, and it was during that journey where I was working with executives and IT leaders across the country and the world pertaining to how to optimize Wi-Fi networks. We were getting constant requests on how to change and optimize and build out next-generation Wi-Fi for our enterprise customers. So as you know, most of the leading Wi-Fi providers have great technology, but the challenging comes to these intermittent issues. How do we ensure that we have reliable Wi-Fi for scanners, for automated robots, pick-and-place machines, the necessary equipment required within manufacturing and warehousing? And that's where YBOT came in. A little over 4 years ago, my co-founder and I, based on the feedback from the customers we were working with at HP and prior to that, kicked off YBOT, building a next-generation Wi-Fi automation solution. And that's what we're focused on today. We have hundreds of customers across the country, and we're looking forward to continuing to help customers moving forward.
Let me ask you a question, Roger. One thing that Tim and I have found out over the 7 years that we're doing Manufacturing Talk Radio, that there's a lot, and was actually the main reason that we started Manufacturing Talk Radio, is because we found through our clients of All Metals and Forge Group that there's a lot of things that manufacturers don't know about. They know how to make things. They know how to sell things. They know how to ship things. But there's a lot of things that they don't know about. So that was the quest that Tim and I put together, was to bring to our database, our audience, manufacturing sector, whatever you want to call it, information that they would not normally get. So I guess my question, it's a long way around the barn. My question is that when you're dealing with a new potential client, do they understand, do they know and fully comprehend the Wi-Fi methodology, and do they understand how they need it to help them run their businesses more efficiently?
That's an excellent question. If we go back, you know, 5 years or even 10 years, Wi-Fi or mobile connectivity within the enterprise was nice to have, right? That doesn't mean there weren't early adopters in the technology within manufacturing and warehousing. Obviously, there were, but it was typically used as a nice to have benefit for certain business models and applications. But Lou, what we've seen now in the last few years is Wi-Fi and mobile connectivity have become mainstay, right? Business critical to manufacturing and warehouses. The challenge, based on your question, is unfortunately the organizations, you know, within manufacturing, warehousing, IT organizations are so busy, right, supporting the day-to-day operations and the future requirements that it's difficult to be an expert within Wi-Fi. Why? It's constantly changing, right? We use it all the time, home, business, manufacturing, warehousing, on the go, but it's constantly changing technologies and it's dynamic. This is very important for manufacturing warehouses. It's dynamic, meaning constantly changing. So you can have an excellent design when you first deploy your system, upgrade your system, etc. But as we know, since it's constantly changing, that will create challenges over time. So do the organizations, are they aware about the business criticality of Wi-Fi? Yes, and mobile connectivity. But do they understand the challenges, what's happening in the dynamic environment? And a lot of them aren't up to speed on those latest technologies. And that's where WiBot comes in. It's a best-in-class solution tool to help the customers get extreme visibility into what's happening in those Wi-Fi ecosystems that are required now to run the day-to-day operations.
So to sum it up in a word, there's a lot that the manufacturer does not know, and that's because he also doesn't know what's coming the day after tomorrow.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes. If you look at the infrastructure that we touched on earlier that's happening within this sector, warehousing and manufacturing, there's automated robots, right? There's scanning machines for inventory management. But the inventory itself for these warehouses and manufacturing is changing, right? It's constantly changing. The volume changes, how much, and seasonality and project-based solutions, et cetera. All of that, along with the IoT devices, Internet of Things, that are coming into these locations, make it a constantly changing environment. So to have the visibility into the future and how many devices are going to be connected, what type of technology they're going to use, what about building automation, right? Managing the heating and the lighting and the cooling system and the HVAC within the facility. All that's coming for good reason, but it's creating a challenge and a strain on what is now business critical when we talk about Wi-Fi connectivity and running your applications and internet services for your end users.
When you explain this to a new potential, do they immediately get it? Do they have to be walked through it and handheld?
So when we have two steps, Lou. The first one is we explain the problem that we're solving. And that resonates well, right? The problem is solving complex Wi-Fi issues. Right there, right? Solving complex Wi-Fi issues. That could be client connectivity issues, interference, internet performance, right? Robot scanners, all the equipment that's used. Anytime there's an impact to the applications and performance over Wi-Fi, we solve that. And so when we explain that in those terms, the organizations and the IT and the operational teams, they get it. They're like, yes, last week, last month, I had an issue with a piece of equipment. Or the performance or certain times of day or weeks or months or seasonality, the internet is slow. And so they resonate with that. Now the second part of the question is, how do I understand how it works? You mentioned how you can automatically detect and solve these issues. But it's a new concept, right? We're talking about Wi-Fi automation. WiBot's the market leader in this space. And so what we do there, Lou, is we provide free trials. No obligation, no cost, no commitments. And these are plug-and-play trials. So we articulate the benefit, which they typically resonate with quickly because we all can outline an issue that we had at some point in time. And we're like, yes, that was complex. It took time. We never solved it, or it took weeks to understand it. Now we can solve those in seconds and minutes. That resonates. Then what we typically do is a free trial where we sent out our platform, and they get to see it in their environment. Once they see it operating, then they recognize the benefit.
So free is a good sales point. Free use is a good sales point, I would gather.
Yes, it's a great concept. And, you know, our goal is to demonstrate the value to the enterprise customers. And so we came about this, first we launched the product over 2 years ago, and it's worked well for both the end customers and WebBot.
So seeing it is believing it, I guess, is the rule here. So that
seeing
is
believing. And, Lou, what makes it powerful is the customers get to see it in their environment, right? So it's not a demo or, you know, in another type of environment.
Right.
They get to see the platform with what they need to deal with on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis. That's compelling.
So the business model, as I understand it, is subscription-based. Is that correct?
Yes. We're a subscription-based model, 1, 3, and 5-year subscriptions. We have IoT sensors, an IoT sensor, Internet of Things. It's just a sensor. It's a hardware device that goes on customer prem in the manufacturing warehouse, and it could be many of them depending on the size of the warehouse. Those are monitoring and analyzing the Wi-Fi ecosystem 24/7. So think about this. Typically, there's multiple shifts, right, that you have to support, and you don't have someone there all the time from an IT support. You may have distant locations, multiple locations. And so now you have full visibility 24/7 across your locations. But we don't charge for the hardware, the IoT sensor. We just built this easy-to-use subscription-based model. And the reason for that is we're constantly adding new capabilities to the platform. It all ties back, Lou, to what I mentioned earlier, the dynamic nature of Wi-Fi. The technology keeps changing. The interoperability between the devices, the manufacturing equipment that comes in over time is changing. Software is changing. We keep track of all that. And so we're constantly enhancing and adding new capabilities to match the market evolution. Our early enterprise customers welcome that because they can't keep track of all this new, like you said, emerging technology. And so since we do, we just built a subscription model. Now we can just add in the new capabilities at no cost because it's just part of the annual subscription.
So I have a favorite expression that Tim knows very well, and actually it's gotten me in trouble quite a few times, and that is, if it can do this, can it do that? And that's what you're saying. Your customers are coming to you and saying, if it can do this, can it do that? And then you add it to the subscription-based model and just keep adding based on the customer's querying of whether or not your program can do this, that, or the other thing.
Correct. We work with manufacturing warehouses on a daily basis, and so we're getting feedback, right? And a new robot shows up or a new piece of scanner, and we're able to adapt the platform, meaning we can keep up with that to the point where in our platform, Lou, in the dashboard, there's a dashboard that the end user, the IT organization, the operational team sees remotely anywhere. They get visibility into the dashboard. In the dashboard, we put ability, we call it a wish list. We've added it right into the platform, so anyone that's using the system and they have a new requirement, new piece of equipment, et cetera, that shows up, then they can add it in, send it in. It goes right into WebBot. We scope it, and then we determine if it can be added into an upcoming software release.
That's quite amazing. As far as the size of the company, because we do have a lot of small to medium-sized companies, as well as large OEMs who are part of our listener group. Is your product based on small, medium, large, all of the above?
So when we launched the system, we architected it, the whole system, from performance, reliability, security point of view, to handle everything from small enterprise to large enterprise. The good news is, since we've worked for large companies like HP, 3Com, Digital, Lucent, we have experience in all those sectors. So that's what the focus was when we built the platform. When we launched it, we started, Lou, with the mid-market, the medium enterprise. There was a just a strong demand, and, you know, it's a faster time to market, so it helps everybody. We get out faster, customers benefit. But now we've expanded both into the smaller businesses as well as the larger enterprises.
So your cost structure, is it different for a small company versus a large company?
So we have the same cost for our 1, 3, and 5 year subscriptions. Doesn't matter on who the customer is. What does change, which I think is where you're going, is we charge the subscription based on number of sensors, right? So we have these sensors which are auto-analyzing the environment. They have an AI engine, artificial intelligence engine, that's doing that auto-analysis. And then based on the size, number of locations, the size of the physical warehouse, manufacturing sites, drives the number of sensors that are required. So to summarize, larger customers typically have, you know, more locations, physical locations. Their warehouses may be larger, and so they would typically require more sensors, which then, but the pricing is the same for all of our customers. As you scale, obviously, and buy larger quantities of subscriptions, then there's discounting, which is standard in the industry. More sensors, you get a discount per sensor. Did that answer your question, Lou?
Yes, it did. So this is the pricing as such is not something that a smaller company should be frightened of.
No, in fact, that's why we built this model. We want to help, right? Having worked with so many enterprise customers over the last 20 years, we want to help. I mean, my team has 100 years of Wi-Fi experience. And so we were working with enterprise customers, sending engineers, some of the best Wi-Fi engineers in the country, out to customers to solve these issues. And we said, let's come up with a solution that benefits everybody, benefits the customers, benefits Wi-Bot, less travel, especially, unfortunately, in these times, because it's all remote and it's 24/7. And so that's been the focus of you know, the overall paradigm. And so for a smaller customer, as you mentioned, they can get started with one or two sensors. Very economical, very effective. They can be moved around. They don't have to stay permanent. So you can put them in a location and then move them to another location if you're having any type of performance, Wi-Fi connectivity issues in a different location. So we built it to scale based on the size of the customer.
Got it. And you do sell nationally?
We do, yes. Yes, we sell. Actually, we're selling internationally now. So but the focus has primarily been within North America.
Roger, let me jump in here for a second. We hear so much about 5G. Is 5G, other than just being a bigger pipe with more throughput, more efficient than 2.4G?
So when you say 5G, I want to make sure, Tim, it's very clear to your audience, because it can be a little confusing. There's 5G in the Wi-Fi spectrum, and then there's 5G in the cellular mobile connectivity, right, for the carriers like Verizon and stuff. So I just want to make sure, first of all, for the audience, that we're talking about the same technology. The WiBot focus is on the Wi-Fi enterprise networking connectivity that's primarily used within manufacturing and warehousing. And that has two types of technologies today, which I think is what you were referencing, 2.4 gig technology and 5 gig. 5 gig in the Wi-Fi spectrum provides more capacity, more capacity. There's more channels, so there's more capacity, and there's less interference in most environments, Wi-Fi interference. So, yes, if you're looking to expand performance, moving to 5G, 5 gig in the Wi-Fi spectrum is a great alternative. Now, the key there is some manufacturing equipment does not support 5 gig Wi-Fi yet, right? Because a lot of the manufacturing equipment has been around for, you know, 5 years, 10 years, and so it has first-generation technology. So that has to be validated to make sure. But, yes, most of our enterprise customers have 5 gigabit 5G Wi-Fi and are moving their business-critical applications over time to the 5 gig spectrum. Did that answer it, Tim?
Yes, yes.
I'd like to take that one step further. For the smaller, mid-sized companies who have some digital equipment that is 4G, is it a easy conversion, expensive conversion to upgrade so that they could use your products?
So most enterprise customers have Wi-Fi technology that supports both 2.4 and 5 gig Wi-Fi. So the good news is the technology that they're buying for their Wi-Fi infrastructure for the last few years has been shipping with both technologies included. So the good news is the WiBot solution, the sensors, it's not an access point. So for your IT organizations, we don't provide access points to connect your clients. We provide Wi-Fi automation to automatically detect Wi-Fi issues, performance, reliability, connectivity. And so it's vendor agnostic, standards compliant. So to answer your question, we work in any environment today with no upgrade. It'll work in the 2.4 gig Wi-Fi space and the 5 gig Wi-Fi space.
Got it. Got it. Well,
I was going to ask you, Roger, you know, what does WiBot perform? What does it do? What's its purpose inside the operation? You began to touch on that, and I'd like you to expand a bit on it.
Absolutely. So with our sensors, as I mentioned, since they're analyzing the environment automatically, when I say environment, it's all the Wi-Fi communication between scanners, robots, laptops, any type of manufacturing equipment that's using Wi-Fi connectivity, the WiBot platform will analyze all that 24/7 and automatically identify performance-related issues. And not only do we identify performance-related issues, we also provide actionable items, the solutions to those problems. Because we realize, again, it's hard to keep track of everything that's happening in this technology space. So we've done that for the end customers. We write on the dashboard, say, if there was any problems that occurred, performance, again, network-related connectivity, here's the problem. And then we provide an actionable solution right with it, always. In addition, we provide valuable historical analytics, business analytics. Historical. So you can look over time to mitigate Wi-Fi performance, internet-related issues with the entire system because we're constantly monitoring it and have a dashboard view with historical charts that you can see exactly what's happening in each one of the locations in terms of over the last, historical data point.
Roger, just so that for some of our listeners who may wish to contact you, can you give us your URL and or an email address? You are located in Marlborough, Massachusetts, for those who need to know that. But give us your website and an email if you choose to.
Sure. So website, www.wibot.com, and that's WYEBOT. Again, WYEBOT, WYBOT.com, that's the website. And on the website, is where you can sign up for a free trial. So for any of the listeners that have interest in experiencing this Wi-Fi automation, you can go right to the website, sign up for the trial. We'll ship you a few free platform, and you can use it, and then check it out in your environment. Email, I'll give you my email. You can reach out to, and we'll pass it on to the appropriate folks. It's rsands, S-A-N-D-S, at ybot.com. R as in rabbit, sands, S-A-N-D-S, at ybot.com.
Excellent. Well, I certainly find this most interesting, and you're right. Actually, I was reading an article last night about the technology. The growth of technology had to do with the chip. And where in the beginning, I think it was in the 70s, they were able to put one transistor on a chip. And then a year later, they were able to put three transistors on a chip. Well, now over the last 40 years, they can now put 86,000 transistors on a chip. And that is the reason for the technology growth, as it is, and as you have explained it, is the reason why this is happening so fast. And they can double the number of transistors every 2 years. So I found that to be quite interesting.
And that's enabling the number of devices, which is so important to have visibility into that. We're talking about security cameras. This is on top of what's required to run the warehouse and the manufacturing facility, but there's security cameras. There's vending machines that most of the new vending machines have Wi-Fi built in. As I mentioned already, building automation. There's neighbors, right? You could be near a neighbor that causes interference. There's personal devices, smartwatches. All that's coming into the environment, which can have a direct impact on the operation of your facilities. Wi-Bot provides the means to have the visibility and the automation around that to prevent impact to those networks.
And that's your wireless intelligence platform that does all of those analytics and gives the manufacturer the results so they can make decisions. Is that right?
That is correct. Yep, the wireless intelligent platform, it provides a very intuitive dashboard, which provides all the business analytics, problem solutions, historical information, so that we can keep track of what's happening in that environment and allow the organizations to focus on their, you know, core business of, like you said, manufacturing and warehousing and what equipment they leverage there.
And to get to that free trial, is that the where they request a demo?
Yes.
Okay, so for all of our listeners, if you want to see Ybot in action, go to ybot.com and click right in their homepage. You'll see a button that says see a demo, and they can set you up and get you up and running. You can see the real deal. So, Roger, we appreciate you joining us on Manufacturing Talk Radio to talk about your wireless intelligence platform and what it can do in the wireless world and the wonderful world of manufacturing. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Lou and Tim. Appreciate being on the call.
Thank you. Very enlightening.
And we have been speaking with Roger Sands, who is the CEO and co-founder of Ybot. It's WYEBOT.com. Suggest you check out that website. I know I've walked into any number of areas with a laptop and tried to get on Wi-Fi, and it was miserable. So I'm glad that they're doing work in the manufacturing space to make it more efficient. So we appreciate them joining us on Manufacturing Talk Radio, and we encourage all of our listeners to go to jacketmediaco.com. You can see all of our shows listed there, along with Manufacturing Outlook e-zine that we publish every month. So please go to jacketmediaco.com and click over to any of our shows, which it's a growing list, Lou. It's almost going to be impossible soon to run through the list in a short extra.
Well, we have number one, number two, number three, number six. Manufacturing Talk Radio is, of course, the flagship podcast, but we have WAM, which is Women in Business in Manufacturing. We have Where's Willie? We have Hazard Girls. We have Full Time with Amy. Cliff
Waldman with Manufacturing Matters.
Oh, yeah. You're right. I went blank.
That's it.
That's it. So all of it is different slices of manufacturing. So tune in and learn something new.
And as always, thank you for listening to this episode of Manufacturing Talk Radio.
Thanks for joining us on Manufacturing Talk Radio. You can hear our next broadcast each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at mfgtalkradio.com.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.